In the introit of the Mass, we read, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, we have the All Saints procession and party, where the children dress up as saints. It is a really good way to give them a lesson that here on earth, we Catholics form the church militant, and we are then meant to process with Christ to heaven as the church triumphant. The church militant means the fighting church. On this earth, we all want to avoid war. And physical, material wars can sometimes be avoided. But spiritual war is something no one can hope to avoid. St. Paul writes about this spiritual war on this Sunday's epistle. When he was writing his epistle to the Ephesians, he was a prisoner in Rome. Looking at the Roman soldier guarding him, St. Paul started to think about the armor of a soldier of Christ. The cincture or belt marks the truth and tells that purity and sincerity have to guide his every act. The breastplate marks sanctifying grace, which gives complete protection for the soul. The shoes mark zeal for the gospel of Christ, a consequence of love, which quickens the life of a Catholic. Shield marks faith, which protects him from the attacks and temptations of the world. Helmet is the hope and trust of salvation, meaning that Christ has redeemed his own. And finally, sword is the word of God, which destroys heresy and sin. With this armor on, the soldier of Christ charges against the devil and his angels, these devils who hate God and all God's own. The word what St. Paul uses, colluctatio in Latin, does not really mean wrestling, where one wins by points. More proper word would be struggling or combat, which ends only when one of the contestants stands victorious over his fallen opponent, like when a boxer wins by a knockout. In Bible, one of the most famous stories when God's soldier wins over the soldier of evil is the story of David and Goliath. Goliath, he was a giant in the army of the Philistines who threatened the Israelites. The Philistines posted themselves on one mountain, while the Israelites occupied another. Goliath, he was not only taller than any other man, but his strength was in proportion to his size. He had a helmet of brass on his head. He bore an armor which protected his body, and he had a big spear in his hand. This giant came daily out every morning and evening from the Philistine camp. He challenged any one of the Israelites to meet him in combat, saying, "Give me a man and let him fight with me hand to hand. If he be able to kill me, we will be servants to you. But if I prevail and kill him, you shall serve us." It is noteworthy that this taunting and threatening by Goliath to the Israelites, it went on for 40 days. There was no one found in all Israel who would dare to defy Goliath. But then young David took the challenge, and Saul, the king, clothed him with the royal armor and put a helmet of brass on his head. But David was unused to wear an armor. He could not move freely under its weight. He therefore laid it aside, took his shepherd's staff, chose 5 smooth stones from a brook, and taking a sling in his hand, went forth to meet Goliath. When Goliath saw David coming on, he felt insulted, and angrily he said, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with a staff? Come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth." But David answered, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, whom thou hast defiled. I will slay thee and take away thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the army of the Philistines to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Then David made haste and ran up to meet the giant. While running, he quickly took a stone and laid it in his sling. David aimed and struck Goliath with so much strength on the forehead that he fell on his face on the earth. Then David, rushing up and taking Goliath's own sword, cut off the giant's head. In this battle, God gave David the grace not to lose courage or his peace of mind, without which he could not have taken a cool and sure aim and kill the giant. In our battle, St. Paul writes that our enemy is no weak being of flesh and blood, but the devil, who has a personal interest in our spiritual defeat. Regarding the devil, there are 2 extremes we have to avoid. One is to make the devil a mere Halloween character, a funny caricature with horns, red skin, and a poker in his hand. No, devil is no joke. He is a powerful enemy, an angel, far superior in intellect and strength than we could ever be. The other mistake is that we hold the devil too powerful, as someone who controls us and whom we are deadly afraid of. Remember, the devil can never make you commit a single sin. He can tempt you, and in some cases even physically harm you, like an enemy soldier you are. But whenever you sin from your own free will. Therefore, it's all your fault. But we must not be terrified of the devil when we are armored by God. In the book of Job, of whom you read from today's offertory, we see clearly that the devil has only so much power as God gives him. It says that God gave the devil the power over Job's possessions and body. But God never hands over our souls to the devil. It is not God's will that any single human would be lost. Our Lord said that the everlasting fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not meant for men, but still some who do not want to put on the armor of God, they surrender their souls to the enemy. For this very reason, we absolutely need the armor of God. Why do you think the church has given you several commands, such as that you have to attend Mass every Sunday and Holy Day, to receive communion at least once a year on Easter time, not to marry non-Catholics, and so on? It's so that you can resist the temptations and live God-fearing life. The victory to heaven will not be obtained by one combat, but by continuous resistance and repetition of victories. We can never hope to emerge victorious from a battle with an angel, especially a fallen angel. No matter how intelligent and strong you are, without the faith, the sacraments, and prayer, you don't have the armor of God. And even the bravest soldier is powerless without weapons. You can check today if you are really a soldier of Christ. I mentioned to children on Monday that persecution is considered by some to be the unofficial fifth mark of the church. It's called unofficial because the mere fact that someone is persecuted does not mean that he is persecuted, as our Lord says, for justice's sake. But a true soldier of Christ is eventually sent into a battle. Other people, sometimes even our own family, can take their aim at us if we have zeal for the house of God. People who don't have zeal, they never get persecuted. Remember David and Goliath. Goliath, he was arrogant and trusted in his own strength and mighty weapons. He boasted, sought a single combat for his own glory, and scorned the people of God. This pride was the cause of his own fall. Pride comes before a fall, like the sacred scripture says. But David was humble. It was no thought of fame and fortune which impelled him to fight the giant, but only zeal for God's glory and the good of God's people. He trusted in God's help and not in his own powers or skill. He started to a dangerous combat full of confidence that God will overthrow Goliath by his sling and would in this way show his truth to the pagans. You too, you have a Goliath to overcome, namely sin, into which the devil tempts you to fall. Against sin you must fight not once, but every day of your life. But you can never trust your own strength. If you do, you will fall. But your shields must be humility, faith, hope, and love, and your weapons, prayer, and the sacraments. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.